Oscar so white again? Is Tyler Perry boasting about his scripts? And do black men cheat because of slavery? We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Think so? Just move it back.
You know,
hey, listen. Move it back.
Hey,
move it back.
Bow.
Hey, back again. Hey,
oh, and we back.
It's 2020.
Okay, thank God for another year.
Ooh. Turn up. We're black and we're better.
Yes, black and better. I love that.
Doing it, you know.
As always.
Absolutely. Mm. But we have an amazing show for you guys. Yes, if you didn't know, I'm Rettie.
All right, Megan.
You know, right. Or Nikki. You know.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Good night. But yes, welcome to Black Twitter, where we talk everything black culture, black news, what's popping in the black community, and more. My name is Rocky Harris, and to my left.
What's up, guys? So happy to be back. I'm Jamie Gray.
Yes, I can feel like that excitement. I'm ready too. I'm Sierra Stafford. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? It's a new year, but I'm still the same. It's your boy Jay Lamar in the building.
Okay.
Come on now. Right. No new friends, no new personality.
It's period.
Same. I'm here.
Right. And absolutely. And we're giving you guys, you know, some blessings because this is going to be an all news topic show. So no topic of the week, no signature segments, but we'll have all that packed in for you guys next week. But before we get started, how's it been going? How does it feel to be back? Any New Year's resolutions?
Yo, happy New Year. Happy new decade. So usually, like, I might go out for New Year's, but I was like, I really wanted to go to church for this New Year's Eve celebration just because I was like, I wanted to start off the decade, like a fresh start, like a reboot. Mm-hmm. And it felt good to do that. Like, it doesn't matter if anybody else didn't do that. Nothing against that. But I felt good about it. And I'm ready.
I wish I had to get the word, too. I went out, though, but I got the word before.
But I got to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I got to get the best of both. But I'm ready for 2020.
Let's go.
This is a career-driven year for me, so it's all about me and my bag. That's what I'm focused on.
Yes.
Yeah, I party.
Okay,
I pray, but then I party.
Okay.
I had an amazing, like, amazing New Year, amazing time away. I took some time to, like, refocus. For the past 2 years, I've been, like, writing a pilot for a dating show. And finally, last weekend, I had the opportunity to shoot my own dating show. So, so we shot the pilot last week, prayerfully.
I'm about to cry.
Within the next, you know, couple months, you guys will see it on a major network. So please continue to pray for me, and big things are going to happen. That's one thing I said. I said, you know, I'm not holding back this year. Everything I want,
I'm getting
going after.
No, seriously.
Okay. I love that.
We got one life to live, y'all.
No, seriously, this is a decade. We have to really get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to get it.
It's a big
And any, you know, special celebrations? Well, I know for me, last week, I did not want to come in because my nephew was born.
What's the date?
January 6th, so...
Okay.
It's a Capricorn.
He is a Capricorn.
Okay. We know our astrology.
Right.
Yes.
Kate Rowan Burns. He is a beautiful head.
Wait,
so I got a new niece. She was born January 2nd.
Okay.
Yes.
Malia Brielle Nichols. So maybe we'll pick him up.
Absolutely not. You know.
My nephew was also born.
Oh, you know.
I let them all have their
special announcements, and it's, you know, it's whatever. But I know
I have
Sierra
one.
Has a special
go
announcement.
Go ahead.
It's my Founders Day, y'all.
Woo-hoo.
So shout out to all my beautiful divas out there. Justin Sigma Theta, happy Founders Day.
Turn up.
But yes, I mean, and like I said to you guys, we have an amazing show full of crazy topics. But the first one that you probably heard about today was the Oscars.
Oh.
I mean, again, and not just Oscars so white, but also... okay, sips tea, sips champagne. Oscars not diverse. So the Oscar nominations were released this morning, and people are upset that once again, the Oscars have failed to feature diverse projects from people of color. Some of those who were snubbed was Lupita Nyong'o for her role in Us. And now that was the one that pissed me off the most. She played two characters, and Lupita did an amazing
it wasn't
job.
She scared me.
No, see, you're
right.
It was even more than just playing two characters. She killed each one. And then only that, she had to take vocal classes. She had to do stuff that was out of her comfort zone when it comes to acting to perfect this role the way she did.
Absolutely.
And that's type of art that should be praised for these awards.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's like, look at the real things that matter. But
yeah.
It was absolutely awkward watching her in in this film because she played it so.
Oh yeah,
it was.
Well.
I was with Jamie. I was.
Yes,
Jamie. Okay, let's. But yeah, but no. On top of
I'm coming for you,
right? On top of Lupita, though, there were absolutely no female directors nominated, despite many of the films this past year being directed by females.
Yeah.
So, like, Marielle Heller for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Melina Matsoukas for Queen and Slim, which is phenomenal, and Greta Gerwig for Little Women. I will say, though, however, I was super excited that Hair Love by Matthew Cherry was nominated for Best Animated Short, which I think will win.
So beautiful.
Yes,
so
absolutely. Beautiful. Like, literally, I watched it because she...
I shared it on my social media, which is why you need to follow us and, of course, follow each of us. We'll shout that out later. But yes, y'all, it was amazing.
She DM'd me a long time ago, and I was like, oh my God, it got nominated. And watched it this morning on my way to work on the train. Chow, it was tears.
Yes.
I was like, I cannot. And then a lot of people are behind it, like Issa Rae, Jordan Peele. Phenomenal. Beautiful. I mean, amazing. But yes, my tweet that I have for this, taking it from Black Twitter, because, you know, we got to check in.
Yeah.
So this is from Frederick Joseph. He said, Scarlett Johansson get nominated for that high school drama class acting, and Lupita didn't for playing two characters masterfully. Hashtag Oscar noms. This is truly how I feel. Not saying that Scarlett Johansson is not a great person and she's not a great actress, but Lupita, I'm sorry.
She
was the one.
It. But that's why we have, you know, our NAACP Image Awards and things like that. The people who do represent us, and that's what we got to stick with. So,
it's a shame that in these diverse environments we aren't appreciated. Well, these quote unquote want to be diverse environments. I'm surprised Issa, when she was talking about the nomination, say, I'm surprised she didn't like make a face or say something.
Because she understands that this is all a part of the game. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, like Melina had said, y'all not even watching the movies that we put out. Let's start there. Crazy, y'all can't consider us because y'all not watching anyway. Mm. So, you know, it's just a mess. But I feel like we all can agree that it's bullshit.
Well, that's just, yeah, you know, y'all need to make sure y'all watch the NAACP Awards on BET February 22nd then.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's what our people will be represented.
Period.
And awarded.
Okay.
And that's what people were saying. Like, we just gonna have to stick to what we know because, so people weren't surprised. They were like, you know, just what it is, unfortunately, but it's just,
I think we should stop going at this point.
Yeah.
I think
hit the Beyonce, like, at the BET Awards?
Yeah. Tyler Perry. We're gonna get into Tyler Perry later, but, you know, he got a whole studio in Atlanta.
No,
and
he gets it.
Black Hollywood, for real.
Tyler, you know, gets it.
I think we need to stop going to the Oscars. I don't think we need to go.
No, absolutely. And I agree. Who else needs to stop it is Lil Boosie. Ooh, and he's capping for Kappas. So, Sierra, you're going to tell us all about it.
Yes, I'm going to let y'all know all about this. The Greek world has been going crazy, but so has, you know, Boosie fans. So, I want to say before we get into what really was going on, the first impression, now, if you guys follow Boosie, if you follow him, he's very funny.
Yes, yeah, he is.
I mean, to have his type of background, you know, the gang and the gutter.
In the prison.
In the South, and the Boosie, and all that. He's funny. So,
and a badass.
No, but that's him, though. But, you know, my first approach, I'm going to be honest, I was like, okay, mm-hmm, this guy's a fool, you know?
Yeah.
And me knowing the situation, I felt like no one was really going to do anything.
Right.
It was going to just be talked about social media. But, of course, we have to say something because at the end of the day, this is a fraternity.
Yeah.
And it stands for a lot. You can't just pull up wearing somebody's clothes just because.
Yeah.
I don't know why you thought that.
But, you know, your tweet, I love it, so go crazy.
So, this was, so after all the uproar happened, so he just kind of confessed, like, what happened. So, I'll read what he said. He basically said, I was in the mall looking for a red, and I saw the sweater and it was hard. Yes, I knew it was a Kappa sweater. I thought I would get a lot of love from wearing it, not hate. Come y'all down, bro. I was just getting fresh. Hashtag leave me alone.
Good night.
Now, I have to, I'm in between on this comment because someone was saying, like, well, his brother's a Kappa, so he should know what's going on or what if the case is. So do you feel like he was trolling or do you feel like he legit knew what he was doing?
I think the entire reason why any sound thinking person wears Greek letters that they know represent Black historic Greeks, you know this, and you're doing it for clout. I'm sorry. I there's no other excuse for you wanting to wear Greek letters that you know, like, you know it's symbolic. Yeah. You know that it means something so much more to that organization. So for you to be like, oh, I just want this to look good. But that's not what we out here doing. It's just looking good. I mean,
so I don't think that he thought it through.
I do. Yeah. I think that he did.
I think
that he did.
You think he did?
Yes.
So that was my question. Yeah. Do you think he really like, had... Okay, so he did apologize. We'll go say... So he did apologize. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, if I offended anyone, I do apologize. But I just feel like, you know... Because our black or H... Or, you know...
Mm-hmm. Black
Greek letters is mainly Wipe Me Down when it comes to strolling. Mm-hmm. That's one of our songs. Mm-hmm. So he's like, well, y'all stole to my stuff, so let me wear y'all stuff. So I really kind of think he maybe don't get it. But
and that's kinda, not even your song, Boosie.
Okay, I have a question, though. Like, let's say if a fraternity or a sorority gives Boosie, like, an honorary, jacket with a letter. But just to say, like, you know, use your song all the time. Here you go. Is he not allowed to wear it?
No.
And I do, because his
they would have to make him an honorary.
Yeah, you have to actually go through a whole, process.
Yeah, you can't just say, like,
honorary, Jamie.
Right.
I get that. But, and since his brother is a cap or a noob, you know, I do think that he should know better. But I do also realize that there are black people at HBCUs who don't understand the Divine Nine until someone breaks it down for them.
Yes.
No, like, a lot of people, not just black people at colleges, a lot of people don't. My family members don't. They still ask questions to this day. So it's kind of like, I get that people really don't sincerely understand it.
Right. But don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool, but I'm glad.
He'll never do it again.
Yeah, he'll never do it again, but I'm glad he gave him an apology. Now, what I was shocked about in
the video.
Saying,
okay.
Well, no, I have something else. So the Kappa, they responded. So the Nationals responded, and they're basically saying, you know, like, we want to collab in some way with you. And then Boosie's also having a Boosie bash. And he's it's called the Boosie bash. And he's letting all the...
Kappas in free?
They may, but this is the catch. He's letting all the Kappas submit a video, and whoever wins gets $6,000. So That's he's cute. Trying to, like... I guess put initiatives out there to show his sincerest apologies.
So if they make him honorary, is that an embarrassment to the organization?
Yes. Yes, it will be, but I don't think they will, though. Because I even kind of joked about it. Like, at this point, make him one because he don't care. He keeps posting. Every day he was posting a video. So it's kind of like, okay, y'all, he really
don't
care.
I want him to pledge
at
this point. I would love to see him pledge. Just go through the entire process. I would love to see him pledge.
That's not going
to
happen.
I know there's so much more that goes into it, too. So I just feel like, at this point...
I think once he goes through, he'll appreciate the letters that he wore.
Well, and that's the thing is, and that's
what he even be willing to.
Please read your tweet because your tweet is
okay. Let me read the tweet for the people.
I don't know, he ain't got college, so I don't think he can.
I mean, well, exactly. So,
Brad, but okay. So, from Rashida Brianna, she says, "Do y'all know that black sororities and fraternities are a part of black history? Mm-hmm. It's crazy how disrespectful y'all are towards organizations that were founded for you to succeed in higher education and help your own community. Y'all special boy." That's what that means, boy. So,
right.
And like, that goes back to what we said earlier. People don't really understand what all it is. People, and I know people in general, they want to join because, oh, it looks so cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all stroll at parties. Oh, y'all are popular. But it's way deeper than that. Because let me tell you, it's work.
The work that goes into y'all coming to those parties is a lot of arguments and a lot of back and forth and a lot of budget. It's a business.
It's a real business. So,
and you're, and like you said, your tweet said, and I tweeted this too, like, I just feel like, it's weird to me that, like, there's some people who are like, so what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna beat Boosie up? And it's like, why do you even go towards violence? Like, let's start there. Because the root of the issue is the fact that you even want to be violent with your people instead of having just conversation. Like, there's a mental illness there.
We all don't want to get that far.
Like,
but...
I just feel like, you know... Like, and that's the thing is, because they'll say, like, Greeks are sensitive or we pay for friends and all these things. And it's like, but at the same time, those people have historically been helping your people. Food pantries, clothing drives.
People can't speak on something they don't know about.
But we all don't know about slavery, and we can speak on it.
Well, I'm saying, in a way, but this is different. Like, you're not in it.
For the information.
Exactly. Like, we're in it. You're on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know what you see. You don't know everything they didn't tell.
I wouldn't insult that join people, though. AKA or Delta just because of the colors. I know girls who are like, I love pink and green, and I just feel like I look like an AKA.
And you're a fool.
What do you mean?
And pink is my favorite color.
Well, I think once they go through the process, they get a different understanding.
Right. And some of them still are, you know, BS it. You know, y'all know there's a difference.
I'm just not that person that's going to... I'm saying for the people who feel some type of way... I would never take myself outside of that situation and be like, y'all do this for this and y'all... Like, I just wouldn't be that way. If I didn't understand something, I'd keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But, you know, hey, whatever. You know, keep your mouth shut. And maybe Jillian Michaels needs to keep her mouth shut, too. Who knows? But Jillian Michaels and Lizzo are kind of having this online beef going on about overweight, underweight issues, but Jamie's going to tell us more about it.
Yes. I mean, clearly Lizzo is not the only one singing Truth Hurts. So, celebrity fitness guru, Jillian Michaels said Truth Hurts, boo-boo. In a recent interview with BuzzFeed, she was asked how she felt about Lizzo's body image, just celebrating being body positive. And Lizzo responded, as she should, and she says, why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes. Okay, so her statements got a lot of mixed reviews, with some people saying they agreed with her, while others were disagreeing. And one Black Twitter user, we do have their screenshot here, Dimples Rich, or at OsoChic81, says, hashtag Jillian Michaels, yuck. People don't have to live in misery until they reach a certain weight. People can celebrate every single day they are alive, whether they are 250 pounds that day or 150. Okay.
I don't think that's what she was saying, but...
I don't think that was... I mean, I have a lot of thoughts, but I don't know what you guys think. Do you feel like it's body shaming, or was she keeping it real?
She was keeping it real.
Keeping it real, for sure. I think people just kind of insensitive to probably how she worded it, but I think she was keeping it real. Now, I will say, I did read some personal tweets of my own, and bigger girls were saying, you know, like, I'm this such and such a weight, and I'm healthy. Yeah. I ain't got no diabetes. I ain't got nothing. I'm perfectly fine. I go to the doctor all the time. So I felt like when I... But that's what they were saying.
No, like, yeah.
That's what they're saying. Being big doesn't mean you're unhealthy.
Yeah, that's what they were saying too.
That doesn't mean you're unhealthy. So I get that spectrum as well, kind of that side of it. Like, if she's, but you have to understand, they get put down for their size. So if Lizzo's this big artist and she has the body that she does and she's embracing it, I mean, she's healthy. People get put down for that. So the fact that she's able just to do it and not care, I mean, I'm here for it. Now, did she go a little too far with the booty at the game? Okay, that's different.
Yes.
But, you know, she should know her limits. But I feel like, in what she was trying to say, she was just being honest, but I mean,
I definitely
think she was Jillian was being very honest in what she was saying, and being transparent, but at the same time, I feel like some things don't need to be said. I feel like celebrate that person for who they are and what they're doing. Mm.
But why did they ask her? I feel like the interviewer, she was being messy. Jillian was already asked this on the Wendy show, and nobody's talking about the interview, and that was before this BuzzFeed interview. So I feel like the interviewer knew what she was doing, because it was even how she worded it. You weren't slick. Don't ask a fitness trainer.
But why are you asking about somebody else? Like, aren't you that interview about me and my life?
Right.
What does Lizzo have to do? Did they work together?
No.
Okay, yeah, so why are we asking about her?
Yeah, no, I agree. I do think that Jillian, right, she didn't have to extend her point, because I know that that's the point for a lot of people. It's not necessarily that the fact of the matter is that I don't need to lose weight or I do need to lose weight. It's more of the fact that you feel comfortable commenting on my body.
And boldly commenting about it.
Yeah, and I feel that way too. I do feel like the fact of the matter is, though, I don't think that Jillian Michaels was trying to be... like,
I don't think,
I mean, because that is what she is. If you know Jillian Michaels, she is a nutritionist. She is a workout expert. Like, she trains. Like, so this is what she promotes on a daily. So if you're bringing her on and you're talking about Lizzo, who we've all seen in the media, the headlines about her weight, then that's what she's going to comment on.
I think she could have polished.
That's why I think just how she said it. Right. It's kind of insensitive coming out, but she didn't mean it to be like, I don't like Lizzo.
I think it's her personality, though, too.
Yeah, she's a little saucy.
Yeah,
she is. I mean, we didn't take offense, but we understand.
No, Jillian Michaels got me through my heavyweight years. Deadass. I have her DVDs at home.
I bought one.
Yes.
I've seen her before, but I'm sure
she's on YouTube for free. I'll try it out.
One episode. She definitely will charge you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, YouTube has subscriptions. I do want to say, you know, Lizzo did clap back on her IG page. She said, if my name is in your mouth, so is my bleep, bitch. I'll say that. So she means her meow meow down below. She says, enjoy the flavor. Okay, I felt like her response was a little bit childish, and I do get what she's saying. She's gotten a lot of body shaming, fat shaming, and I think that a lot of times when people see someone who's heavier, they try to self-diagnose them.
Already,
And I get it. There are smaller people with diabetes, but it is very rare that it's type 2. Halle Berry has type 1 diabetes, and she's in incredible shape.
Right.
But that's also, you know, Nick Jonas has type 1 diabetes. But typically type 2 is due to obesity and overeating.
Yeah.
Self-care, in my opinion, is disciplining yourself and, you know, taking care of yourself.
But everybody isn't meant to be a size 2.
And I get that.
No.
But also, I feel like, let's say if you are heavier, that I don't think that having confidence in yourself is saying, well, that size 2 is wearing that crop top and shorts, so I'm going to do it too. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, that's actually making your insecurities louder. And I think that we really need to... work on what we define as self-love. That way we can stop, you know, comparing ourselves.
And not to say, we all know that obesity and anorexia, all those different health issues come from, or stemmed from a lot of different things, like depression, anything. Anxiety.
Genetics.
So we don't, in any way, shape, or form, want to put out the message that we are
insistent
sliding. Absolutely not.
But
so.
I think that Lizzo is empowering more than people that look like her.
Absolutely.
That's what my statement was. I feel like it's just, she's just embracing who she is. Yeah. And like I said, we don't see this a lot at all.
Yeah.
So it's just like, let her have it.
And she looks great. I just have one more question. Do you feel like she's glamorizing obesity? Because even Jillian Michaels says that that's dangerous. For instance, like she is larger, but is she going to pull a Jennifer Hudson or Adele or Monique or Jordan Sparks and lose the weight?
Eventually.
Because these women did it naturally. Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks, Adele, Monique,
and they
Josh
all
Peck.
Talked about, I'm big and I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm.
But
at
eventually,
one point.
But it's like, how long are you going to continue to
like
stay
I said,
that
I think
size?
That her image right now is big, but also saying you should, whatever way you're, because I don't see Lizzo talking about people who are smaller than her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that she's all about self-empowerment whatever way you look.
Right.
And everything you see of her, whether it's a commercial, a video, on stage performance, she's fun to her body.
Yeah.
Like, even on the little margarita commercials, they
but
had
she's
her
not
like,
doing it for
but
no
are
reason.
People missing her music while she's literally putting her image of her body size
no, she's
as her music?
Bitch.
Adele doesn't
but her
do that.
Music is just
that's
as good
why she
though.
Can lose the weight. It's like she's Adele doesn't make her music about her body.
Her body.
She makes it about her music.
So you say you don't think she does that, Lizzo?
I think Lizzo makes her songs about her body and her image, which is okay, but it's like you're known as...
I don't think she want to be skinny, though.
I mean, that's what a lot of people say.
You want to be
healthy. When you eat healthy, it's going to show.
And not healthy. Let's
but you
not
don't
use
think
the term
she's healthy?
Healthy. I think she's healthy.
Give
I do,
us her medical record.
I do.
What's her BMI?
Okay, if y'all go back, because JB showed me, Lizzo was thin.
She was.
At a certain point, and we all know what happened to her.
I should have had that picture, but look at her on Instagram.
Not saying that this is the reason that she became heavier, but she lost her father.
Yeah.
And that is
10 years ago.
And that can plummet somebody into a situation where they're overeating or whatever the situation may be for her. But that's the thing is, at the end of the day, I do think, answering her question, I do think that eventually she's going to want to lose weight.
And I have to kind of piggyback on that to wrap it up. Or you're right.
No,
but to say, sorry, they don't take it over.
Now she's doing everything.
I think I did see her, like, working out. Like, I feel like I see her post one day she was working out.
That was her music video, behind the scenes.
Girl, are you serious?
I mean, she's done some... She had a white...
So if she starts working out, is that going to take away from her still empowering people to be themselves?
Some people feel like it will. Some
people
because
feel like that's what
she's branded herself as
exactly.
this.
Exactly. That's what I say. Everything you see her as, you're seeing her body. Like, when she's... Even with other
champagne.
Artists, you're seeing her body. So,
but yeah.
Champagne
so.
Break.
But that is all,
guys.
Let us know your comments down below. And we still love you.
With the bottle in the hand.
We love to see it, sis.
We love you, Lizzo. Seriously. Like, we not, do. No shade at
oh,
all.
Oh, seriously, yeah. No shade,
yeah,
no tea,
all
honey.
Day long.
Are we all right? But,
let me take that.
Well,
sis.
We need to see.
Well, happy hour on Black Twitter.
Right, okay, But yeah, so moving on along, we have Tyler Perry. And he's gloating about his scripts online. People feel like he's gloating, but, you know, Jay Lamar, tell us.
Tell us
y'all,
the truth now.
The billionaire man.
Okay, Tyler Perry.
Has made his first trending topic of 2020. So if you guys seen, there's a video Tyler Perry put out at the beginning of the year, basically just showing the amount of scripts that he wrote in 2019. We have the video. Go ahead and play the video.
Oh, I didn't know it was a video.
I got a video.
Yes. Come on, media.
I got the video. Oh, well, I have it. Okay. Well, we don't have a video right now, but I have it. But there was a video that he put out basically showing the, I think it was probably like 12 scripts that he wrote, including bringing back like Meet the Pain, House of Pain, Sisters on BET, The Oval, all the scripts that he wrote in 2020. And basically all he said was, this is how I write. I write all of my shows myself. I don't have a writer's room. It was like a 35-second long video. Black Twitter went crazy because they're saying to him, if you're writing all these concepts by yourself, why are you not employing these people? And you have this billion-dollar lot. Which, to me, is completely understandable because it's like, Tyler Perry, all of his movies seem to be like in red,
same storyline.
And so it's kind of sad that he's not employing writers when there's so many black talented writers out there. And I think that it's creating, all we see is his opinion.
Yeah.
That's all we see. And I think it's sad because there's so many other writers that can provide more creativity. Even his show Sisters, like, that show has 22 episodes. It's like the same episode.
Really? It's just dragging?
And it's dragging. It's the same thing as the movies. Homegirl getting cheated on. The men are hoes. You know, it's the same thing over and over and over again.
And I did mention that earlier because I did see someone say, you know what? I mean, all his stuff is the same, repetitive. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like when he initially made that post, I don't think he meant to bloat. I think he was just patting himself on the back because it's like, you know, I'm just made this whole Black Hollywood thing and I write my own stuff. Yeah. I think he just congratulates himself as a Black man. But I do get where people say, you know, hire us. Because, I mean, it does take a team sometimes. No matter how big you are. I mean, look at Beyonce. It takes a team.
Yeah.
So, I feel like hopefully that now that people said this, maybe this will open up his eyes to get hired people and hire writers. You never know. I mean, I feel like he probably would now if he's really, if he thinks it through. But
I don't think that he posted the video to gloat.
No,
In any way, shape, or form. I definitely think that he posted the video just to increase people's work ethic.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, get out here and do it yourself.
Because at the end of the day, Tyler Perry has come from nothing to something.
Absolutely. But I think that it also brought awareness to people to get up off their asses and you create the content.
Period.
I know for me, like working with different studios and stuff like that, the more I heard no, made me believe in my project even more. Or the more I heard, wait a minute, give us a second, give us a second, I knew I had something valuable.
Absolutely.
And it made me want to produce it myself.
Yes, absolutely.
We can take it to Black Twitter, too. Black Twitter had a lot to say. Samson on Black Twitter said, your work ethic is great, but there are definitely a lot of fantastic Black writers who could use the opportunity and the paycheck to work in a writer's room with and for you.
Yeah, I agree. Retweet.
It's absolutely crazy. And you know, Tyler Perry Studios is in Atlanta. So Shaquilla Mim said, and they are in Atlanta. This is one thing that burns a that burns about being a screenwriter in Atlanta. There's a major studio here, Black owned, and not one writer's room. When we get to LA, we still have to come back to Atlanta to film, but that is okay. We will build our own table as well.
Now, that right there just touched my soul.
That's what I think for a lot of people, it just put fire under their asses to create their own content.
Yeah. And it's like, do that
look
anyway.
Look at Issa Rae. How many no's is she here?
Absolutely. No, how many failed things has she had? Because before, I don't know if you guys know Awkward Black Girl on YouTube.
It was on YouTube.
But, but that's the thing is, but before that, though, she had another show that was that didn't do well before she did Awkward Black Girl. So it's like, you have to have trial and error. That's just life, kiddos.
In this, Tyler Perry was successful before this kind of era that we're
shift
that we're in right now.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at the shift that we're in, the Lena Waithes, the Issa Rae's. They have been, I would think, their careers have been escalated due to the fact that they work in teams.
Yeah.
It is a group effort to get to where they got to. Yeah. And so I feel like, you know, if you want to be like Tyler Perry or aspire to have more than Tyler Perry, you have to work with people.
We all agree.
And like you said, we don't want your work to be repetitive. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I hope that this does shine light on Tyler Perry to make him think like, you know what, maybe I do need.
And it don't hurt.
There's nothing wrong with it. Like, we know you're great. You built this all on your own. Having a writer's room is not taken away. I promise you. It's not taken away.
Jamie
nothing.
Must be a diehard Tyler Perry fan because she ain't said nothing.
I mean, I get it. I don't think that he was gloating. I loved Tyler Perry. I think we're so proud of him. I think a lot of people are flippy floppy with Tyler because a lot of people used to talk about him wearing the dresses and for his things being redundant, but all of a sudden he has a studio. Now everyone loves Tyler Perry again. So it's like, choose one. But good for you, Tyler.
Absolutely. Retweet.
I've always been a fan.
You know,
I love Tyler Perry. I just wanted to continue to open up doors for everybody, though.
Of course, yeah.
Right, absolutely. Me too. Well, Lonnie Love says, you know, we're going to open up the doors to Black men cheating because of slavery. That was a trash transition. We just go, but yeah, Lonnie Love, she's saying, we're just going to hurry this up because we don't have that much time. But Lonnie Love is under fire because she said that she believes that Black men are. They cheat because of slavery. So the real Lonnie Love said on an episode last week that Black men cheat in particular because of the negative effects of slavery. She said, and I quote, I don't speak for the Black community, but I do think that a lot of Black men think that they really don't have don't know how to have a true, faithful relationship. They think because they have money, they have power, they can treat women any kind of way. Now, Adrienne Bailon, she stepped in and she said, no, I think that cheating is across all cultures. She said, no, it's not across all cultures, because what is happening is that we are still dealing with the point of slavery, Lonnie says, and we are the descendants of slavery, and because of our families were broken up during that time, we still have an idea of, we don't have an idea of togetherness. So...
But cheating was done during slavery, not by us, but by the slave masters.
Hello.
Sleeping with our people.
And just so you guys know.
They were cheating their wives, sleeping with us.
Right.
That's why mixed kids came
involuntarily.
Absolutely. And Amanda Seales, she co-signed Lonnie in saying that during the welfare reform during the 1960s and 70s also plays a part in that as well. I wholeheartedly agree. And to me, Holly, at Holly Glenn Russ says, we have a tweet there. Lonnie Love brought up slavery and how black families were divided as one of the reasons black men cheat, but the white man that was dating ancestors were cheating on their wives while they were raping our great-grandmothers and aunts and uncles and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
See, I think it was just distasteful for her to talk about, especially now that she is dating a white man. It's like, you gotta really watch what you say. She's been getting under fire with a lot of the comments that she's been saying for the past, like, 6 months. Like, literally, she just been, it's always something about Lonnie and what she says.
Date outside your race.
And it's like, always about race.
Yeah, But we need to be honest about the fact that, because there was another tweet that said, like, oh, Lonnie, she's saying that because no black man wants her. And I mean, that's a part of the problem. Like we talked about last season, I do think that some black men choose not to date women who look like Lonnie. Complexion-wise, heavyset-wise, I do think that that goes a lot into it, but...
That was a poor judgment for her to say that.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, we are all probably 2 or 3 generations away from slavery.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my great-grandmother was a child of a slave master and of her black mother.
Right.
My grandfather's great-grandfather was a slave master. So both of my grandparents are biracial because of that.
Right.
So I think that's a very insensitive topic to say slavery makes black
men
cheat.
And a lot of families are like that. It's so sad.
Yeah. Boys cheat. Men don't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like no matter what race you are, a boy is going to, I mean, if he wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. It has nothing to do with race.
Yeah, I have the whole black men cheat thing. I mean, the men cheat too. They've been calling themselves men, but all of a sudden, oh, I cheated. I was just a boy yesterday.
Yeah, because we do need to, I do agree with that. I do think that we need to stop taking away, like, men are cheating.
Yeah.
Not just boys. I don't think she thought out what she was saying. Because when I watched it myself, when I was
Lonnie
watching her talk,
thing.
Yeah, I was like, now, and I hate to put, oh, happy Father's Day, Sarah, because she's a adult as well, but,
Sorry,
Sarah, but, you know, I just have to speak the facts, and it's kind of like, I don't think it was thought through. I feel like in a lot of times, and not just with this topic, a lot of other topics, I feel like she's getting caught up in the fact that she has to stick up for something, and she's not too sure what she's sticking, well, I'm not sure she knows what she's sticking up for.
No, I agree.
I'm
just
saying a fact
she's
about
She's always
her.
Talking on her neck.
She
yeah,
is.
It's kind of like,
bitter.
It's kind of like, where are you going with it, sis?
She was in her feelings. Bitter.
Yeah.
She is very bitter, but my thing about Lonnie
and
is,
I hate to see
Lonnie's a different person on camera, and then when the cameras turn off.
Oh, I'm
when
sure.
the cameras turn off, she is very much
it.
So a mean person, and very much so does not stand up.
I've heard.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be the reverse.
I thought
so
she's worse off.
Say something
so
different,
but
I have heard
she's mean.
She's worse off camera.
Even Lunel had said that Lonnie was mean to her on her own show. And Lunel's another comedian.
Yeah, she's worse off camera.
Oh. Wow.
Like go to a taping and watch. When it's a lot of girls, bigger girls that come see Lonnie, they'll be screaming Lonnie names. Lonnie will walk right past them. Tamara and every other cast member walks up to the audience members. Lonnie does not. Lonnie does think that she's up here. Look at the interviews and stuff like that. She thinks that's her show.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Well, because they made her almost like the lead. And you know what? I actually remember Lonnie from 2002, 2003 on Star Search. She was on there with the Tiffany girl that sings a Promise Ring song. Oh. She was on there, too. But it's like Lonnie, even just from there, you have come a long way, but you're not like...
But
you know
even
what I'm saying?
You just
not
have to humble
big.
Yourself because you're standing in the bar. And the roof, I'm sorry, because just the other three hosts or four now are bomb. Just as bomb.
They are.
With more credentials. It's
honestly,
not the
more.
Same.
Tamara
nobody cares.
Tamara have her own show.
For one, Tamara is the highest paid on the reel. They had a battle about
it.
That. So mm-hmm. Lonnie's
maybe
not even.
Jeannie.
Lonnie's not even paid higher than.
Tamara. It's like a mom show.
I like Tia's show on YouTube. It's more exciting. But mm-hmm. Tamara, no thank you. I think Lonnie, why group an entire. Like, you're grouping this entire race and sex of people, black men, as if you know every single one of
and
them.
And then she did not...
How can you do
she
that?
Didn't give examples either. That's why they like.
Well, that's because it's her own.
But Lonnie is very hurt, and that's why she cries on situations like this, because it's very deep rooted for her.
Everything.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Broken things, you know, sometimes shatter.
Tamara cries.
But yeah, and unfortunately, but
she's so boring.
Oh my gosh, it's too much. But you know, not too much, because we're going to be back next week. But thank you guys for sticking with us. Season 2, episode 1 of Black Twitter.
I'm like, we did another hour.
I know. Hey, right. Put it in the comments. You never know what we might be able to work out. But
let's make an extended for y'all.
Okay, exactly. But I'm going to extend myself to you. My name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And here's my extension. My name is Jamie. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, or better yet, on Instagram at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. And I'm Sierra Steph. You can find me on my social media at Sierra Steph for TV.
You looking to get lit? Watch my Insta story. My Instagram be lit. I'm extending my life to you. Follow me on social media platforms. I am Jay Lamar.
And please go follow. We do watch.
Yes. Please follow us.
Follow.
Get into our lives.
And thank you for always talking in the comments. We read those too.
Yeah. Okay. Because y'all know we do. But thank you guys so much once again. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.